Connected with Ruben Torres. Another episode of Connected with Ruben Torres. Want to thank everybody for plugging up the podcast, man. You guys are subscribing, sharing, rating, all that good stuff to keep us on the charts. We have landed on What's Hot. So we did new and noteworthy, and now What's Hot. So iTunes is kind of pushing our stuff, and we appreciate that, man. Much love. So you guys keep the stuff going. Today's episode, we're going to be hanging with Miss North America, Tina Franco. And she shares kind of the inside business on how pageants work, pageantry, the whole nine. She's accompanied today by, I guess our co-host is going to be Armando Aguilar. And he's been on the show before sharing his journey as a motivational speaker on mental illness. I mean, I hate to use that stigma, but that's, you know, that he goes around sharing his story and helping people with mental illness, and he's doing a great job, and he's managing Tina Franco, and he brought her in. So I was like, man, why don't you guys both get on the mic and kind of share what's going on? So he joined her, and she kind of shed some light on everything behind the scenes on what goes on in pageantry, and kind of her heart for doing the whole thing. So great episode. Make sure you guys share, subscribe, and rate, and keep this thing going. So let's do this. Today's episode is brought to you by Milton Motion, miltonmotion.com. My boy Tim Hernandez, he's doing his thing, creating websites, just all the way around, photography, video, you name it, he's doing it. And he's producing our podcast, amongst others. So make sure you check him out. You guys need anything, reach out, because he's doing it. And let's get into this episode with Tina Franco. Get connected.
Yo, if you're C-O-N-E-C-T-A-D-O, you already know about the show, so let's go. It's your music and lifestyle, fashion profile, the entertainment source for everything you want to know about. North to the south, the east to the west side, stay connected with Ruben Torres worldwide, so let's go. Across the globe, well respected, beasting on the industry. Connected.
What up? Today we are sitting with Tina Franco and my boy Armando Aguilar, and I'm honored because we have Miss North America 2016 sitting in our presence. So it's kind of a cool thing, and you know, my boy Armando introduced me to her, and we're just gonna get down to the nitty gritty. So thanks for coming by. Thank you.
No, thank you so much for the invitation. I feel honored to be here myself.
No, I'm honored. And today I got to say, Savor Catering let us borrow their offices, and we're here. And maybe next time they're gonna hook us up with some food or something while we're here. Right. But Armando brought some pizza by, so good looking out. But how are you doing? How has everything been for you?
For me, it has been a lot of planning about, like, the whole pageant and staying healthy and, you know, all the stuff and steps that you need to do to, you know, represent Miss North America, you know. And right now I am in an organization where I support children who have terminal disease and disabilities, and I actually help out at A Reason to Survive. So I want to give a shout out to them.
The
arts program, which I really love and adore. And I'm also supporting my great friend here with this his brand. I want him to explain a little bit about what it's about.
Armando, tell us about that. I know we spoke a little bit about it on your show, which you can check out at connectedwithrubentorres.com. Yeah.
It's called Love Yourselves, Eliza Prices. Our first item is a handmade wristband leather with suede. We want, and has the message of love yourselves, Eliza Priceless. We wanted to do a wristband because that's what you see the most every day of your life. So we wanted you to continue always seeing that message of self-love, because we're not taught self-love. We're taught to love everybody else, but we're not taught self-love. So we're really happy to also have Tina as our image for the brand. We just did phenomenal photos that pretty soon we're going to be showing you guys. The website's getting worked. But again, our whole message is self-love, and we could all use it because we go through hard times in life. So we're happy to have her. And also, Ruben is a big supporter of us, too. You'll be seeing a photo of him wearing it and supporting us. So thank you, guys. And if you want to check it out on Facebook, it's just Love Yourselves, Allies for Priceless, and wish you pop up. Thank you, man.
There you have it. There you have it. Well, Tina, I know you've been in a couple of these pageants, and I don't really know much about the whole pageant thing.
Right.
You know, I was curious as to how some of this stuff goes down backstage, all this stuff.
Exactly.
And I want to get into that, but how do you even, like, how did you begin to get into this stuff? Is this something you want to do when you're a kid, a little girl, and you're like, hey, you've seen the stuff, and you've seen how everybody was waving, and the you know, how did you want to get into this?
It's not that I wanted to get into it. It was just an invitation. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm a makeup artist on the side. And one day, you know, like, I have a bunch of people that I just started to network and get to know. And by Facebook, someone actually messaged me, and she told me, you know what, I'm interested in you participating in a pageant. Mm-hmm. And I was like, okay, do you want me to do makeup on the contestants? I'm happy to do it. You know, it's going to open up doors for me in the makeup industry. And she was like, no, I actually want you to be one of the, you know, candidates that come out. Wow. And I was like, oh, wow, this is going to be like something different, a challenge for me, because, you know, I don't even know how to walk the runway. I don't know how to do public speaking. And so I was like, you know what? I have to face my fears and actually put myself out there and grow as a person, as a woman. And that's how I started. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you weren't doing it as a kid. It was just recent.
No, it's okay. Something recent that I just started doing, like, maybe last year or 2 years ago.
Wow.
Yeah, exactly.
And so your first try in, you go and you do, what was it, Miss Latina? Or what?
It was first Señora Universo Mexico. Mm-hmm. And there, I didn't win, but I learned a lot. And I actually won a band of Miss Photogenic. And from there, I got noticed as a model. And then I got offered to be sponsored as to try out for Miss Latina USA. And I prepared myself a little bit more for it. And I didn't think I would win. You know, I was like, okay, I'm just going to try my best and I'm going to work really hard. And I made it. You know, I actually won, and I got to go to Russia to represent the Latinos from the U.S. I got to go internationally, and it was quite an experience. I'm so honored to be able to live all these experiences through this.
Yeah, that's great. How long ago was that?
This was last year.
Nice.
Yeah, last year.
And so, and you won that one.
Yeah. That one I didn't win, but I did get one of these sash, and it was Miss Popularity.
Wow.
So at least I came with something from Russia. Yeah, awesome. I was excited. For me, it was a win-win situation, because I got to meet a lot of beautiful women from all over the world, which I still talk to. And I know that they're watching me right now. And I love you guys. And we were always supportive of each other. So,
yeah, I mean, I wanted to ask, because you talked about you prepared a little more. How is the behind the scenes on preparing for something like this?
It's the sport. It actually is. You know, it's not just like, okay, I'm just gonna do it and go and see if I win or not. No, it's about, you know, like, being healthy, working out, you know, reading about different topics, you know, and just trying to practice at home, the runway, and so on. And it takes a lot of dedication.
Is there coaches for this kind of stuff? Like, you have to have like a certain walk and a certain,
yeah, you know, it's not like doing the runway like how you do in fashion. It's completely different. Yeah. And there's some people that do coach you, but, you know, I do have friends, and I have been practicing. And of course, you know, it takes a lot of a lot of practice.
Well,
Argentina.
But not just in walking the runway, but in your answers and the stuff you say. Are you coached in that kind of stuff?
No, I'm not. I'm actually not. It's just like I just love to read about different topics, and I just speak from the heart, you know. Yeah. Some people do practice. I don't know if they get coached, but I just follow my heart, and and my heart is what speaks.
What kind of preparation do you have to do? Because you mentioned that you had to get prepared a little more for the next one.
For the next one, it's the same. It's the same concept, you know, just taking runway classes and also be able to stay fit and be healthy and stay active in all the humanitarian or all the social services that you do.
Mm-hmm. Well, one thing that I want to point out that I think is important is that Tina is also a single mom. So she is balancing out the fact of being a single mom and following her passion and following what she dreams. And it's a lot of work because, you know, kids want to eat. You know, kids want to eat at a certain time. Yeah. Kids want to do things at a certain time. So it is important to also notice that she's doing that. You know, mm-hmm. the fact that she hasn't put a limitation to what she wants to accomplish, mm-hmm. which I find it very great. And awesome.
Thank you.
Tina, as a single mom of a daughter as well, how do you portray the image of I got to be mommy and then I got to be Miss North America, and how do you balance like those kind of
I usually take my kids with me in everything that I do if I can. But I'm always there for them. You know, I always try to dedicate them time and they're my priority. Mm-hmm. You know, they're my inspiration and they're the reason why I stay motivated with everything that I want to do and my goals. They're mainly for them because they learn by example. And I want them to know that it doesn't matter the circumstances that you're facing, that you could actually achieve whatever that you're looking for. So that's how I do it.
In some of these pageants, I know, it's obviously called a beauty pageant, but when you're looking at someone's beauty on the outside, how much of that do you see in other people where it's like, man, like you're beautiful on the outside, but you're ugly on the inside.
Right, exactly.
Find a lot of that, or
yeah, I do. But you know what? As a makeup artist and having different women sit in my chair, I have learned, you know, the difference between a beautiful woman from the outside and a beautiful woman from the inside. And you have to be beautiful from the inside. You just can't be the outside, you know. And in these pageants, it doesn't just represent beauty from the outside. You have to be everything, you know, like. From the inside, good person and love people and be humble and charismatic. And I feel like that's what is long lasting because, you know, we're not going to stay beautiful all our lives. You know, we have to be realistic and we have to work to be our own ideal woman and to work those areas, not just our physical beauty.
Yeah. I mean, because there's like nowadays you're seeing like models coming out. And they have like, you know, a certain look, the little skinny, frail look. But, you know, what do you say about like the plus size models or the thicker women that are wanting to get in that industry? Or, you know, it's different because you've been so used to like models and beauty pageants looking at one certain way.
Right.
But what about the rest of the women? Like
the women, I do see plus size models now. I think mm-hmm. it's being more accepted, but I feel that it still creates a stigma between two polars where there's a lot of skinny women and then there's the plus size models, but we're not portraying the average woman, mm-hmm. you know, as like myself, you know, like I am not as thin or, you know, I'm not a plus size model. But, you know, still, I feel like we have to accept ourselves and we're just creating with those type of image. We're creating hate between each other and who's better and who's not. And it's not about that. It's about being people who we accept all of us and ourselves more of all, because beauty comes in different shapes and forms.
Now, what's the criteria that someone looks for when you go to one of these things? Is it like Because they some people do like, oh, you got to sing, you got to do, you know what I'm saying, certain things.
No, it has changed. What's the criteria
that they look for?
No, it has changed. I don't think that there's any criteria. I think they're more open now in pageants. I think the mentality has changed nowadays. It's not about if you're tall or if you look like a top model. It's all about what you can give to your community and to the people, and if you can actually represent, a title. Because it's responsibility. It's like in politics. It's not about a show, putting up a show. It's actually being able to hold a responsibility in your community and that image.
I think what Ruben was also asking is the difference of what we see on TV, portrayed, and the actual passion that goes along with it. You know what I mean? I think he's tapping into that difference, right? Mm-hmm. Of what we see, that you need to make sure that you can do this dance, or can swing, or you can do all these things. But the reality thing is, it's based on you, right? It's not based in an actual function, right? It's based on who you are.
Right, exactly. Well, it's also based on growth. You know, as women, we go through different stages of our lives, and me being in this pageant where we're already moms, you know, we feel like we can accomplish dreams because we feel like, okay, we're done here. But no, as a human being, we evolve as we go with life. And that's how it is. Now,
would you allow your daughter to get involved in pageants?
I wouldn't pressure her. I feel like that's a personal choice for her. Mm. If she really wants to, I'm going to support her in everything that she wants. So I'm not that type of person that's going to push things on my children.
What do you think about like some of the parents? Because you watch all these crazy shows and all this crazy stuff. What's your thoughts on some of the parents that like are super pressuring their kids to like be a certain way or don't eat certain things, whatever it is. But some of these parents get crazy about these pageants.
The dad that wants the son to be a football player. Yeah,
yeah.
He hates football.
Yeah. But there's actual like pageant parents that like manage their kids and
I feel like my daughter would be too young for that. I wouldn't make that decision for a child to be in a pageant, and that's the reason why I haven't put my daughter in one. I feel like she has to be a certain age where she can actually take that decision on her own and say, you know what, mom, this is what I want to do.
But what's your thoughts on other kids being
involved in pageants?
Yeah.
I'm not okay with it, you know, because you're making them grow up too fast.
Yeah.
And especially how they tan them and how they put makeup on them. You're teaching them that they shouldn't be themselves, that they have to be something else to be able to be accepted.
Yeah.
And that's not okay.
Yeah, I was reading somewhere a long time ago, like after the that whole JonBenet Ramsey thing, like, how many kids are negatively affected by being involved in pageants at a young age, and mostly because of the parents? And now, you know, it's looking at it on a different side when, you know, when I'm talking to someone that hasn't experienced it as a kid and you just started in the whole, you know, that industry. But when you have children like at that age, you know, is there something that you would say to the parents of the kids?
Yeah, I would be very concerned. I'll be like, I feel that you shouldn't pressure your child to follow your own dream. They're not ready to be a certain way, to be in a pageant where they have to pretend to be somebody that they're not. Mm-hmm. I feel like they have to live their childhood as they go, because we have to live our stages in life.
Yeah, it's gotta be tough.
It's tough.
Well, and if you see all these shows that you're talking about, I mean, the whole marketing behind those shows is the parents.
Yeah.
You know, the parents pushing them, and the parents doing this, the parents do that. So it's all entertainment to a certain degree. But it does exist a lot where the parents is wants to be the passion winner, or she never got to do it, or she never became that,
and
now they want that their kid to do that. And like Tina was saying, I think the best thing is when your own kid makes whatever choice they want to become.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I also agree with Tina that in that network, they grow so fast because it's, you got to compete. You got to look better in this. You got to look better in that. You got to do this. You got to do that. So I think it's very hard. I think like what Tina said, when the kid's ready to do what they want to do, then you'll take it
there,
from there.
There's someone that has a very good question.
What is the question? Let's
it.
Hear
it's
what,
right here.
What is it? Tina, I got a... Okay, for the listeners at home or wherever you're at, we're also on Facebook Live, so we got a bunch of people asking questions here. And this is actually Tina's Tina's Facebook Live. And the question is, what advice would you give the young girls who want to enter into the modeling industry, knowing that days are very competitive, vain, and superficial industry? What's your thoughts on that? It says see more. There you go.
All right.
That's a good question.
It is a good question. It's like in everything in life, you know, there's a lot of competition in everything that you do, but you have to realize if it's your true passion, if you're there for the right reasons, if you're there thinking that it's going to make you feel better about yourself, that you're going to feel more beautiful, then that's not the right reason. If it's your true passion, I feel like it doesn't matter if there's a lot of competition, because you'll find your motivation and nothing's going to bring you down. You're going to keep on going and you're going to find a way to get to your goal. So that is my answer to that question.
So okay, how do you feel like, first of all, take me to these pageants. I've never watched one from beginning to end. And doesn't Trump run these things too, by the way?
Yeah, your boy Trump.
Trump runs these. What is it? Yeah. We'll talk about Trump later. Well, if you can. But take me to one of these events and like, how does that, like, what is it? Because there's got to be some like beef backstage and, you know, among some of the girls. There's got to be that competition factor. Girls always got that competition factor going on.
Exactly.
There's got to be, you know, what is the energy? What is the vibe backstage? And like, what's the whole competition factor?
Right. You know what? I'm so fortunate that I never had an experience that way of feeling like I've been in a competition with women in these pageants. It's more of kind of women empowerment. We would help each other. If we needed help with the makeup, I would be the one helping and assisting with the makeup, because they would know I was a makeup artist. And just self-love and knowing who we are and being confident, because these pageants is about portraying confidence. And if you feel like a rivalry, then you're in the wrong place. And fortunately, I haven't had a situation where I feel there's competition.
But have you heard from other passions that happens? Because that's the impression that we have, right? That's the impression know.
I'm just saying there's got to be some kind of...
Some type of drama.
Yeah, not even necessarily drama, but like politics. There's got to be like, well, if you don't talk to this person in that way, then... You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
Do people play favoritism? There's got to be like... How do you work that with the judges and with the MCs and the, you know what I'm saying? There's, take me into that world. I don't know.
I'm pretty sure there is, but I didn't have that experience, so I can't speak for that. I've heard a lot of stories, which are not good, where, you know, there's a lot of politics and they do have like favoritism and they always choose the one that they want for them to represent. But no, I never experienced that. I think my experience with competition would be me as a dancer, because I used to dance ballet, and there was a lot of intense competition in that aspect. So it's all around. It's not just in pageants; it's everywhere.
Yeah. So the criteria they choose, is that one of the things, like, hey, show me your talent. Oh, well, hey, I can dance.
Right.
Oh, I can sing. Is that some of the stuff that goes involved in it?
What happened with me, I used to dance professionally ballet for 21 years. And when I would get like a leading role, sometimes I would get like a costume stolen, or they would take my ballet shoes, or I would see like another dancer, they would put like stuff in her pointe shoes. And when she would dance, she would bleed. And it was just horrible. It was intense. Or I don't know. It was just horrible, the competition with dancers. But it's all over the place, not just in pageants.
Yeah, but that's
it's
crazy.
Horrible. That's it is. Yeah. It is.
That's so, well, wasn't didn't we have this years ago with one of the skaters order something.
Oh, yeah. Break her leg or did something.
And stuff like that. Was it Nancy something? Carrigan?
Yeah,
or something?
Nancy Kerrigan.
Nancy Kerrigan. So it happens. Yeah. So that's sad because the competition should be to better you, not to hurt others.
And so on.
You put it in mute.
On some of the.
So they can't hear you.
Oh, it's on mute over there.
Yeah, you put the volume down. You can't. They can't hear.
Oh, no, that's not the mic, that's the ring.
So, So in the pageants, do you, because you're an artist as well.
Right.
You paint?
I'm a painter. I'm a studio arts major.
And did that come in the factor at all? Did you say, oh, yeah, you know, this is another one of my talents, and then you show
No. There's a backstory to all this scenario. I was actually studying studio arts. My passion is fine arts. I do paintings and I do sculptures. But my son got diagnosed with ADHD and oppositional defiance. And while I was in school, I find it very difficult for me to concentrate. And I would get all these phone calls from school to pick him up all the time. And I kind of had to put that on pause, mm-hmm. you know, to dedicate my time to him. Mm-hmm. And at that time, I was forced to work. And so I decided, why not be a makeup artist? Why not do a portfolio in makeup, something that I'm still passionate about and still like an art form? And from there on, for some reason, I was successful about it, and it stuck. And that's how, you know, I got where I'm at. You know, it's not like all of a sudden, boom, I'm here. No, it was like a wave of things, of situations.
Nice.
Yeah.
And you're based here in San Diego.
Yes, I live here in San Diego, and I'm here from San Diego.
Nice. So yes. When do you go out, you represent San Diego, you do shout outs and everything?
I represent San Diego and also also the border. You know, I help out in Tijuana, Mexico as well, because I'm Mexican American, and I'm concerned about both sides of the border, and I have friends and family over there. So that's like my second home. So I want to give a shout out to all my.
So we're definitely have to have you out for the next Love Thy Neighbor toy drive.
We have right?
Over
there.
Right? Yeah.
But right, okay, we'll make booking
sure,
that.
We'll make sure you're talking to the man.
Yeah.
Over.
Yeah. There you go. There you go. So,
but I want to point something out that is very important. What Tina mentioned about her son facing an illness, that's something that really also connected us, mm-hmm. Tina and I. As you know, I'm a motor show speaker for mental illness. It helped us out really good because we understood there's a stigma behind it. We understood there's something going on with that. So when we decided to work as one another and become friends, it was really nice because it was very welcoming to say, hey, you know, I understand what people go through. Mm-hmm. I understand your community. You know, so it was really good to have somebody that's not only a public figure, but also that understands the illness.
Yeah.
You know, somebody facing a mental illness or an illness that we could definitely, it's not just based on a beauty, it's based more of a understanding of something that people go through.
And is that something you're going to be doing now? Do you, are you going to take that voice for ADHD and speak up?
I'm doing it all as a general like problem with children, not just ADHD, but children who have a disability. Just because I don't like to just stick to one thing, because no child should be left out in a situation where they have a disability. And that's why I support A Reason to Survive and other organizations where they focus on children.
Tell me about ARTS.
ARTS, it's a wonderful place. They actually teach fine arts to be able to treat children who have like depression, disabilities, or even terminal disease. So they're not really focused on like achieving like a perfect like art form. It's more for them as a therapy. So I love the whole cause on the whole meaning of what they're doing, because for me as an artist, you know, that was like my refuge.
I had first heard of the organization through what was her name? Inocente.
Oh, Inocente.
Inocente.
She's amazing. Yes, yeah, I remember.
She's an Academy Award winning artist. They did a documentary on her. For those that don't know, look her up. She's pretty influential here in San Diego now as an artist, but she was homeless, and art being an artist saved her life. And I think it's something everyone needs to check out. And the documentary got noticed everywhere, and she ended up winning an Academy Award, right? For an Oscar or something. Yeah.
And
it's crazy.
Based here at our own hometown.
It's yeah, and she's from here in San Diego.
San Diego, always giving out a shout out to 619.
Yeah.
You know, so that's always good.
So that's when I first heard about this organization, and they're based in National City.
They're based in National City.
So how long have you been working with them?
It's off and on. I do support them off and on, but a total of 3 years.
Nice.
I help out as much as I can. So I really love the program because it does help out children.
What other organizations are you getting involved in?
I have helped out UNIME, children who have HIV and, you know.
That's big in TJ.
Yeah, it's really, really big in TJ. I'm also in a different organization, but it has nothing to do with like a cause. Mm. It's more women's empowerment in Tijuana, which is called Mujeres de Más Poder.
Nice.
And so it's women who actually have like their own business, or they have aspirations in life where they come in and they speak about their experience and how they got to where they, you know, they got.
Yeah. Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
So now, I like it.
Being a winner, wearing the sash, wearing the crown, are you, I don't want to say forced, but having the responsibility of being the winner, are you made to support organizations? Or because I know I've watched some videos of you in the past where you're like, hey, I'm doing community stuff with or without this, like I'm doing stuff, but is that something that they kind of
a requirement?
Yeah, is that something, hey, if you win, you got to go support all these things?
No, it's not always a requirement, but they do enforce it. Like they say, you know, we encourage you to, you know, be able to support an organization that you choose. Mm. So I have, you know, it's not that I feel like forced because of Miss North America. It's something that I've always done.
Yeah.
But I do use this as a platform to be able to open doors, not only for me. It's more for the future of the kids and the community more than anything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, when what other stuff do they put on you once you win? What do they tell you got to go out and do?
Nothing really. It's just representing the sash. If I ever go to like events or special events where I need to like do motivational speaking or support an organization, I have to wear my sash.
Mm. Oh, so what do they tell you can't do? Because there's got to be some stuff. Okay, you can't be on Instagram doing this, or you can't hang around with Armando, or you can't do you
know?
there's got to be certain things like we talked about earlier. Hey, you can't talk about
politics,
you know, politics and that kind of stuff.
We can't talk about politics at the moment. What else can't we
why is it at the moment? Because it's an election, like we're creeping up on an election, or because of the sensitivity of
it's just
the
sensitivity. You know, we can't Trump do thing. We can't do politics or religion.
Really?
Yeah, it could just awake a lot of situations in the whole pageantry. So it's something that we have to kind of like take care of.
That was my next question: was religion?
Yeah. So both of them are a very delicate topic.
Not only that, everybody has their own views on it. You know, everybody. You know, I could believe in something, you could believe in something else. So being a pageant winner, it's important to be very neutral and respect everybody's beliefs.
But that takes away who you are. I mean, the neutral thing isn't, to me, I mean, that takes away who you are. You know what I'm saying? Like I don't care to know that you're neutral. I want to know who you really are.
Why?
And when I do the interviews, I ask about that stuff. And we talk about Jesus, and we talk about the negatives, and we talk about the ups and downs, and we talk about all this stuff. So to me, it's like, if I was going to be, hey, Mr. North America, and winning meant I couldn't share about Jesus, then it's like, you know what? Keep your crown, keep your sash, because I share Jesus. I talk about Jesus.
Right. I think I mentioned it before on a picture where I'm wearing a crown, and I said, that the crown means more than a simple position of Miss North America. You know, it represents that God is above me and I should have his same conduct. You know what I mean? That I have to love people and choose to help people because I have an authority now where I can actually have that voice. Yeah. So that's how I take it. You know, I feel humble that I actually can represent something so important. Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, do you feel it gives you, because you mentioned it's a platform, but do you feel it gives you a voice or do you feel that sometimes restricts your voice from saying what you really want
to
say?
Certain things, yes. In certain aspects, yes. Like in politics or religion, to be able to be myself, it's a little bit hard.
You're just like, wait until next year this comes out. I got a whole lot to say.
It is, you know, it is. But, it still doesn't take away the sense that I could do something for my community.
Yeah.
You know, like I don't have to expose myself as a religion or as, you know, in politics. I don't have to express, you know, which party I'm at. You know, I just do what I have to do as a person to help out others and portray something positive in the community.
And what have you been asked to do more stuff here in San Diego since you've won? Besides coming on my podcast.
No. Everything I have done is by hard work and just, you know, networking. Just I've been posting videos of everything that I do and I just feel happy to do it. And I get invited to just get interviews and to be able to, I don't know, to be in events and assist and be in organizations, which I'm very proud of. You know, I'm actually being more active in different organizations and supporting just because I love what I do.
Yeah.
So
how has life changed since you've won?
Well, since I don't know, it's been different. You know, it hasn't changed me who I am, but I feel like I'm a different person. I've evolved and I've been able to speak in public and be able to impact others, which I always wanted to do, you know, motivate, because I've lived a hard life and I just want to express to women who have dreams or who feel oppressed at home that, you know, that they can achieve what I can because I was once there.
And having come from San Diego, and having, I'm sure you got family in TJ and friends in TJ.
Right. I do have.
When you see people that are like, man, you're so lucky, you're doing all this stuff. And when you see little girls or kids that, you know, women, girls that are like struggling to get to where you're at, what advice do you have for them?
Well, I feel like it's not like how I got here by magic, you know. It was a process like everything else. And I struggled too. I didn't get where I was without the hard work. And it's like everything, like with going to school, and if you have dreams, you have to work hard to get there. And people are going to tell you you can't do it, you know, you're not going to get anywhere. What are you getting from this? And you're going to doubt yourself, but I feel like you shouldn't doubt yourself. You should just keep on going and learn from the haters. I say, or like my friend Armando was talking about yesterday, the haters are the ones that motivate you more because it reminds you why you're doing it. Mm-hmm. You know,
what's the best piece of advice you've gotten as far as being involved in these pageants and in the industry you're in?
A piece of advice that I could give them?
What's the best piece of advice that you've received?
Gosh, I don't know. I guess to be myself and stay grounded no matter what, and to follow my heart, my dreams.
Nice.
That's pretty much it. Yeah.
So being involved in pageants and then seeing both sides, because you do the makeup.
Right,
and then
exactly.
Being involved in beauty pageants. Is this something that you see yourself doing, you know, years from now, or do you, you know, is this something you're like, nah, you know what, maybe I'll just stay behind the scenes, because you've been behind the scenes doing the makeup, and then you go in front of the scenes, and you know, you're this, you know, I don't know what they call
a public figure.
Yeah.
I actually want to still be in the art industry. I have a passion for art, And this is just a stage in my life where I don't know, it just took me to grow as a person, and I learned from it. And from there on, I just want to like open up my own makeup line and to inspire women, you know, through my makeup. And, nice. You know, yeah, exactly. I actually want to have my makeup line for Latinas and African-American women, because as a makeup artist myself, mm-hmm. I know that there's not a lot of makeup lines for our own skin tone. And so I want to develop that, and that inspires me. And now having a public figure position, I know that it would be much more easier for me to be able to.
Now, what does it take to do that? To start a.
It takes it. Oh my gosh!
Besides
a
whole lot of money, but.
No.
It's, but I'm saying if there's someone out there that could help, like what would you need?
It's financially is a lot, and also financially it takes a lot of money. It's not impossible. There's always a reward for it, but you got to put a nice team together. Yeah. What colors? What tones? Yeah. What do you want to name them? What do you want to do them for? Who? Like she mentioned, you know, Latina has a different skin color than African American woman. You know what I mean? So,
but I mean, you know, it's easier for someone like Kylie Jenner or whoever to say, hey, you know, I'm gonna go start a lipstick line. And well, yeah, and she didn't even have lips until like, a couple years ago.
That day. But see, that's a machine. You got to remember, that's a marketing machine. You know what I mean?
But that's what I'm saying. It's like, what does it take? Like, do you just approach one of these companies and say, hey, sponsor me, give me a line? Or do you say, hey, I'm starting from scratch? Like, how does that industry work?
Well, I guess in her
Is there independent like makeup companies? I don't know. I don't know how that.
Laboratories are people who fabricate makeup.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Nice. So you would have to get the financial money behind it, and after
so
that.
So if there's any investors, looking to get involved in a makeup line, reach out to Armando.
We got room in as a model. Yeah. We got beam. We got and we got.
You can hide the bags under my eyes.
Exactly. Yeah. Now, obviously, you know
that's a new one. You could do makeup for men.
Makeup for men, right?
Yeah. Especially for us that we got the different
the public
skin
eye
tones
constantly, right?
Different skin tones.
There you go. No, I just think you know, you need to, like she said, you need to set up with a good manufacturing company that understands it. Yeah. That understands your vision, that understands what you want to do, that understands what you want to accomplish. Once you can set up that nice team, then, you know, the other machine comes along, you know, the marketing, the production, where you're going to put it. It's just like any other business. But I think in her case.
It sounds like you got your marketing machine over here already ready over here.
Hey, that's part of the gig, right?
You got the marketing machine. It's already in the works. He's got the ball rolling.
All right.
So, are you doing any like film, TV, commercials? You doing any of that kind of stuff?
I actually have done commercials in the past. I've done Nextel. What else have I done? Nice.
Something we can find on YouTube.
I don't know. I tried, but that was so long ago. It was probably like in.
Do they even make Nextel anymore?
I know.
All right.
No.
We'll find it. We'll hunt it down.
I have been on a TV show hosting Latinarte in LA for a little bit. And right now, currently, I'll be kind of like hosting a show pretty soon. So I'll put some information on this video next time. I don't know. Maybe.
Is it an art-based
pretty
soon. Show?
Yeah.
Nice.
So I'm pretty excited. So I'm getting some like offers to do some shows and
do we get
hosting.
To see a Tina Franco art show coming out? A solo show?
No. I do have a YouTube channel for tutorials and makeup and reviews. And
but no art, like no paintings?
No, I haven't.
See,
I haven't done
next.
It actively.
You
got to
do,
I know.
You got to do an art show. You can do it downstairs over here in that.
We can do it
downstairs. Ooh, there you go. That's the next,
awesome.
That's the next event right there.
Right there.
But I've done a ton of art shows, and to me, like I have a love for art. So I try to combine like the love of the culture with my love for the art. Tell me about some of the work and some of the pieces and some of the messages that come out in your art, if any, you know.
All right.
Can you talk about
it? Yeah. I truly love art because you can express yourself without like words, you know. And for me, I like surrealism because at the same time you can kind of describe what you're feeling, but at the same time nobody can actually figure it out because you want to kind of reserve it for yourself, but at the same time kind of have them feel a little bit what you're feeling.
What so, is your medium?
I like oil acrylic paint. I love oil paint. Yeah,
I hear it's always harder to work with oils.
I actually love it. I like it better than acrylic paint.
Nice. I tried finding some of your art online. I think I only seen like one or two pieces.
I know I have certain things in a private folder which I should display.
You should.
I know.
You should display. So we got to talk about maybe doing an art show.
Sure, definitely.
Way to get that going. Yeah. Yeah, we can just start it next door.
You're just
art
curious.
Show, you guys.
He's just curious to see the art.
Well, and not just that. I think. I've met some incredible artists. There's a guy, Daniel Ramirez in LA, that he's been in both my big art shows, the Loteria and the Heart of Lucha, and he did these incredible pieces. And he did a Chavo del Ocho piece you remember that for the Loteria one, and it was an oil painting, and it was his first time ever showing. And to me, I'm like, how could you keep this hidden from the world? Like, it was so beautiful, you know.
And he hadn't done that like years ago, right?
Yeah, and so to me, I'm like, don't keep your arts, the talents that God has given you, hidden. And then, I think he won first place for my Heart of Lucha show, where he did the kids, the Lucha kids,
the
cancer kids.
Yeah.
So to me, I'm like, man, like, how can a guy like this be so talented and not show the world what he could do, you know? So I'm a big supporter of like, man, if you got that talent, put it out there. You know what I'm saying? So just encouraging you.
Yeah,
you know,
yes.
If you got some work, put it out there, let people see it.
Right.
To me, like, it doesn't matter what caliber of art you have. Like, if you think, oh man, I don't want to put it out because these people are so much better than me or whatever it is. You know what I'm saying? Like, get out of that. Because I mean,
I actually have put some artwork in a gallery.
Did you?
La Bodega, actually.
Really?
Yeah, they invite me all the time. I've been in the Venus exhibitions.
Nice. That one just happened, huh?
Yeah, exactly. So I have in the past, but not actively. I do want to, but I feel like I'm all over the place already. Yeah. So I just like to focus on one thing at a time.
So after the sash, you can do
exactly.
Solo art show.
Yeah.
Solo art show. So what's next for you?
What's next for me? Well, I want to continue my education, which I'm currently doing, and it's really hard to balance everything because of my children, work, and then, you know, going to school, and then this. So right now, after Miss North America, you know, I want to be dedicated to my education and continue on to my passion.
What are you studying?
Studio arts major. So I want to finish my BA in studio arts.
So are you planning to open a gallery or anything like that soon?
No, I'm planning to teach art, continue to teach art, but now have, you know, my degree in it.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's it.
That's my passion.
Yeah, the passion for the art is to me, that's
I actually grew up in the arts. You know, I actually went to an elementary school called Zamorano Fine Arts Academy.
Wow. And here in San Diego?
Yeah, in San Diego. And then from there, I went to an art high school
in the South Bay.
Mm-hmm. No, well, I live in Paradise Hills.
Okay. Well, there's a performing.
So it's an east side. Yeah. So I went to that performing school called SCPA School of Creative and Performing Arts. So I was there dancing. You know, I was dancing in school and then out of school. Mm-hmm. So professionally, so it was intense. And so that formed me as a whole because I didn't just dance. I also did like theater, musical theater, and I did art, like painting, and
What part of town did you grow up in?
I grew up in the East County.
Really, East County?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah.
What part of East County? Like Jamul or like Ramona? What?
Like Jamul area.
Wow, what a trip!
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I don't know. For some reason, I was thinking like Chula Vista.
Oh, like, no.
Like, no. Not. No, the, no. Hey, we're all from.
No, no, no. Oh, no, 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 no. I'm just saying and, no,
and
never.
No, never. I would never.
No. Not in a bad way. No.
Chula Vista people.
No, not in a bad way.
Southtowners.
No.
Well, I've always said that. The South Bay of San Diego is, it's like a breeding ground of hustlers. Like there's always, if you think about it, even just like down the street here at Montgomery, you had POD came out of there. You had Rey Mysterio, Frankie J went. Yeah. We're right here. Southwest. And you know, there's so much talent that has just come out of, you know, the South Bay, Mario Lopez from Chula Vista.
Right.
And, you know, to me, and there's a bunch of MMA fighters and, you know, it's just, it's crazy to me how much, you know, tribal seeds, marriage, Chula Vista. Yeah. There's all kinds of stuff.
Brandon Vera.
So to me, it's like, dude, I trip on how much talent has come out of South, you know,
South.
San Diego.
The South is San Diego.
And then now all of a sudden we got East County, and that's a first. That's a first for me. I didn't even know there was Mexicans out there. And,
yeah, of course, we're all over the place.
Right, we invaded everywhere. So, well, cool, no, man. I mean, yeah. I know I don't want to take too much of your time, and we're probably cutting it close to the hour here soon. But is there anything else you guys want to plug? I know.
I'd like to share that, first of all, I'm happy to be involved here and got the invitation, but I'd like to do share something within in my own personal things is we have actually a support group now in Chula Vista. Nice. From DBSA, which DBSA stands for Depression Bipolar Support Alliance. We're the first one in Chula Vista. We're bilingual, and now we're going to have support for people that are facing a mental illness. It's every Wednesday from 6 to 7 at Sharp Hospital Medical Center. It's free. We would love for you guys to come. It's peer-to-peer. You're free to talk about anything, and you'll be talking to other people that are facing and mental illness too, so you'll be able to understand one another. So,
well, what's the age groups on that?
It's 18 and over.
18 and over.
And it's for the consumer. It's not for family members, for the consumer. So yeah. Somebody that's going through it can go there and say, I'm taking this medicine, this is what's happening to me, where I'm not able to sleep, what's going on, where I have this problem with my family. So you have other people that you can interact that's going through the same thing as you. There's no stigma and there's no judgment. It's just other people going through the same thing.
Let's wrap up Tina's, and then we'll go ahead and jump into some more stuff with you, and we can talk about what's going on in your stuff.
Okay, cool.
Because that's a whole lot of stuff that I think kind of intertwines with some of the stuff with Tina, because I think, you know, it's important not just for adults but parents with children with disabilities or mental illnesses to also get involved in that kind of stuff. So yeah, we'll jump into that as well. But Tina, anything else you wanna plug in?
No, I just wanna say thank you to all the followers for being supportive and following me and everything that I do. And I just wanna say to also support the brand that we're actually promoting right now, which is called Love Yourself, Our Lives Are Priceless, which I truly believe, because it's a beautiful message where sometimes we don't love each other enough, and that's where it starts, from within ourselves. So that's the message I want to say.
There you go, and there you have it. So make sure, what's your website?
Facebook, Love Yourself, Our Lives Are Priceless. We're still working on it, but go ahead there. Eat some posts, hit some likes, and we'll definitely love to hear from you guys.
Tina, where do we find you online?
You can find me on Instagram as tinafranco.official, or you can find me as Tina Franco Mayer in Facebook. So add me and follow me.
And no stalkers. Do you get stalkers? You got to get.
Yeah,
some
sometimes I do. I'm like, no.
What's your worst stalker story, real quick?
I don't know if I have a.
You got to have.
I don't know. I'm trying to think. You got me there. I don't know. That might be a long one. I have to think. Yeah. But I have in the past.
So now your big buff boyfriend is going to smash some of these stockings.
Oh, I can remember something. I actually was in a music video. Okay.
For who? What music video?
I don't remember the name of this guy. It was just like a norteño video, oh, okay. You know?
A banda.
Yeah, exactly. And all of a sudden, I have this guy write to me, and he's all like, oh, are you so-and-so, the model of this music video? And I'm like, yeah, why? He's all like, oh, I found your name in the music video, and I wanted to look you up. And wow. I was like, okay, this is creepy. Wow. So I kind of blocked him or whatnot. Oh, but wow. it was horrible. I was like, oh my gosh, he actually took his time to look for me.
So nobody's like showing up like behind you and, hey, I found you.
No, don't say that. No.
That's scary.
No,
that's scary. Yeah, that's
no,
scary.
Don't.
Paparazzi. Hey, if any women, girls, anybody wants to get involved in the industry, is it okay for them to find you and contact you and
of
maybe
course
you can
they
give
can.
Them some pointers?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. They can contact me.
Yeah, because to me, it's like, I don't know how one gets started in all this stuff, but maybe you can help people get a foot in the door if that's
sure.
something they want to get involved in.
Yeah, definitely.
What about makeup? They can contact
makeup
you.
As well. They can contact me on my same page and Tina Franco Mayer. And from there, I could show them my like page.
Do you have a
see my work?
Website?
I used to have a website, but I only have my Instagram at the moment or my like page.
And your manager's going to get you a website.
Exactly.
I got a web guy for you. Just let me know. I'll hook you up.
See, Ruben already doing business.
Yeah, there you go. I'll hook you up.
Hustlers from the South Bay, right?
That's what it is. That's what it is. All you right. got to do it. Well, thank you, Tina, for your time. Appreciate you coming
thank
out.
Thank you for the invitation.
Hopefully, you can come back and kind of school us some more on the whole situation, and maybe we can talk religion and politics when you're not wearing the crown.
Exactly,
and,
for sure.
You know,
you can
talk about Jesus to the maybe some of the girls that want to get in and where that stands, where your faith stands, and all that.
Exactly.
And we can talk about Trump, and we can talk about all that stuff.
Of course, definitely.
Sounds good.
Thank you so much.
Well, thank you for
the invitation.
Thank you for coming out, hanging out. Thank you, Armando. And anyone else that has any questions, reach out to her direct. Thank you guys for tuning in. Make sure you guys subscribe, give us a rating and a review, share it amongst your friends, and appreciate your time. So stay tuned, stay connected, and we are out of here. We're all up in your ear hole, connected with Ruben Torres, with Tina Franco and Armando Aguilar.
Thank you guys and all the followers that are supporting us right now. Gracias. So, bye.
Boom. There you have it. Out of here.